friends, this is Lorraine Hammond here in the Chapel in the Pines in beautiful New Hampshire on a glorious summer day. We're going to be interviewing David Surrett and Susie Burke and hearing some amazing music. Just to say that we're live at the Chapel in the Pines, would the live audience just sign in, just shout, whistle, whatever. We are really here and up and at it. And David and Susie, I have known both of you for decades, I am grateful to say, and you have known each other for decades and played music together for how long?
This is our 30th year.
Amazing.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It is amazing. 3-0.
It amazes us sometimes.
I'm sure it does. And will you start right off with some music for us?
Absolutely.
So we're going to start with a song that I played for the first time here last year. It's a song that I wrote about hanging in there, shall we say. I am walking down this highway, and I don't care where I'm bound. There's a voice inside me, and it keeps on singing, girl, keep moving, don't you turn around. The heat is rising off the pavement, the sweat is rolling down my spine, but I'm willing to keep moving, 'cause I'm trusting I'm gonna find higher ground, higher ground. It's gonna lift me up, nothing's gonna hold me down. I hear the singing, I hear the sound, and love is calling me to higher ground. Now my soul's been etched with heartache, just like everyone that I know, and I carry all of it with me, and sometimes I know that it shows. Some days it is my armor, oh, and some days it is my crown. But believe me, I'm gonna be free, 'cause crown or armor, I'm gonna set it down on higher ground, higher ground. Gonna lift me up, nothing's gonna hold me down. I hear the singing, I hear the sound, love is calling higher ground. Maybe you got a heartache, maybe you hurt like me, maybe you feel that tether and you're straining to be free. Just take my hand and walk beside me, don't look back, don't you look down, raise your eyes up, see what we found. Wondering, no sense in asking why we're tested in our time. It's all a mystery, but it soon becomes our history. You got yours, and I got mine. When I find my holy heaven, I will fly it just like a banner, straight out from my heart. I'm gonna tear it so I can share it. Won't you come now? Come and take your part on higher ground, higher ground. Gonna lift me up,
nothing's gonna hold me down. I hear the singing, I hear the sound. Love is calling me to higher ground, higher ground. Gonna lift me up, nothing's gonna hold me down. I hear the singing, I hear the sound. Love is calling me to higher ground.
Well, I sure did hear the singing.
We are definitely live. We have a room full of people who are drawn to the WUMB Music Camp. This is Summer Acoustic Music Week, part of the WUMB's way of keeping the music in the community, of giving back and of people learning from one another in a way that moves that music forward. We really keep it going. But that was a glorious song, Susie. Just beautiful writing. And the two of you played and sang on a recording recently by Sarah Bowen, who is a New Hampshire person. You're living where?
We live in South Berwick, Maine.
Right.
Very south.
Very south.
Very southern part of Maine.
Very
close. We
can
see New Hampshire from our house.
Aha. Yes.
Literally.
Well, Sarah has been a active player in whistle, Celtic music, and could you say a little about that recording, because it speaks to how connected you have been for so long in this community of singers, songwriters, players that is part of Southern Maine and New Hampshire, Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's a beautiful recording. Her Elmwood Station CD came out earlier, I guess it was in the fall.
Yes.
And we got a chance to work on it with Sarah on the flute and whistle and Jane Orzechowski on the fiddle, longtime traditional tune cohorts. But then Kent Allen was on it as well, who sort of straddles the line between contemporary and traditional folk. Sarah decided to put some singers on this album, which was a little change from some of her previous albums. So she had Susie and Chloe Green from Boston, both doing beautiful songs. And Jane even had some of her family on there, her boys Russell and Francis. So it pulled together a lot of different strands of friendship and family and contemporary folk and traditional folk and some originals. It was a very, very satisfying project to work on.
Well, and speaking of Jane Orzechowski and family, your own family is very involved in the music that you make. Will you tell us a little about that, and then we need another song?
Sure.
We have two daughters, 22 and 24. Issa is 24. She went to Berklee College of Music and is in a band called Lula Wiles, a trio that is doing really well, traveling all around the country and beyond. They did a tour of Germany in the fall. And then Juliana is 22, and she also is quite a singer. They sometimes do shows with us, which is a real treat. It doesn't often happen to get everybody together in the same place, but Juliana's a cappella group from Bowdoin College was on WGBH's Sing That Thing this year, and they won
and
the
they
competition.
Won.
And
it was fabulous.
She sang a solo, and it was quite...
Oh, she was great.
So they're so... And when we get to sing together, it's dreamy.
It's
in fact, this next song we're going to do is one that we've done with as a trio of the three of us singing together with David playing. And Issa's band is actually, they are going to be at the Newport Folk Festival, we just found out.
So. Oh, that's amazing. Good,
so, yeah,
good,
they're doing
good.
Really well. So, and we just got to see them last week in concert, which was just, it's a joy. And if you have kids or people, just people that you love, it's like life is good when you can be with them, right? And you have them around you, it just feels right. We did a trip in the spring down south. We played in Charlottesville and Asheville and some other places. And we took a trip, kind of like a pilgrimage, to Bristol, Virginia, which is half in Bristol, half in Virginia. The main street divides the two states. And they have the Museum of Country Music there. And we went there and learned, we're big Carter Family fans. And we're going to do one of our favorite Carter Family songs for you.
give to me a winding stream. It must not be too wide, where waving leaves from maple trees do meet from either side. The water must be deep enough to float a small canoe with no one else but you. Do not disturb my waking dream. The splendor of that winding stream, flower in my canoe, her trout beneath the bank does leave his hiding place. Kingfisher on the bough above, so eager to give chase. The spreading branches overhead, the sunlight peeping through, while looking
listening to David Surrett and Susie Burke, and I expect that that's an unusual Carter Family song for most people. There's a fairly limited repertoire, and so for you to be pulling up those beautiful, not generally done, and it's great, just fine little song.
Here we are on the lake, right? I just think it's so evocative. I love that the images in that song, and it just puts me right where the song is taking us, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, and it's more unusual than a lot of their, you know,
it is, right? And the range of the material that you're both doing separately and together is considerable. How did you get pulled into the Celtic part of the music, David? Was there a particular thing that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably my freshman year at the University of New Hampshire in Durham, I went to a contra dance.
Uh-huh.
And it was the Swallowtail contra dance that was playing. So this would have been 81 or 82.
Mm-hmm.
and they had fiddles and hammer dulcimer and concertina and mandolins and all this stuff, and all these people were dancing, and I was just blown away. I mean, I came to it first as a dancer, but you know, as a musician, I was also a musician at that point, and the music just really blew my mind. So from there, it was, you know, all of a sudden the world of Celtic music kind of got opened up through the contra dance world,
right.
And I was already interested in bluegrass and blues and all that kind of thing. So it was like having a little loose thread on your sweater and you start picking it, and all of a sudden the whole world of folk is unraveled in your lap.
It certainly is. That's great. That's great. And Susie, same question about the range of your music. Was there some particular kind of music that drew you first?
You know, I grew up actually listening to the stuff that my family listened to. I'm a big proponent of the idea that, you know, everybody has their individual music, but as a kid, we all listened to each other's music.
Yes.
And that's the difference today. I think that people zero in on what they want to hear. But we had one stereo, so we all listened to everything. So I heard my brother's Joe and Eddie records and Jimmy Smith and my mother's Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. And so, and then I was drawn to playing guitar and folk songs in high school through people that I met. You know, it's just, it's very,
nice.
As you say, it's like, you know, the, you just meet the right people and you're in the right spot. And I always loved to sing. And so, and then I met David. So we got into more, I learned more about the traditional instrumental world, which I did not know about. So
nice.
And it's like an incredibly rich smorgasbord. So we've never specialized really in either of his neither of us has ever specialized.
Or limited ourselves, that's for
or
sure.
Limited yourselves. Yeah. But that's, thank you both for answering that question. And I really didn't know in particular about David's UNH swallowtail experience.
Yeah.
That's great. It does open up the whole world, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and we're actually going to play a tune, which is a dance tune. It has a dance that goes with it.
You have psychic qualities as an interviewer,
psychic,
Lorraine.
Really? One thing's led right into the other.
I had no idea. Is this going to be April's? No,
it's a tune. It's actually, David and I both teach. We have a studio near our house, so we both teach. And this is a tune that I learned to teach a ukulele student of mine. And then we started playing it together, but I can't play it as, I can't play it quite the way David plays it, and it's not a dance tempo, but it's so, people were talking last night about slowing tunes down. You learn something new about tunes when you slow them down. So here we go.
Galipede.
Two, three.
Thank you.
David Surrett and Susie Burke playing with the tune Gallipede, right?
Yeah,
we could say that.
A little bit of liberties there taken.
Oh, it's beautiful, just beautiful. The excitement and the joy in the music and in the playing is outstanding. And do you have another song for us or another? We'd love to hear more. Well, all right. I had
30 years worth of songs.
Call it a hunch. I thought you might have another. We'd just love to hear some more, please.
Well, last night when the staff was introducing ourselves to people, Bennett said one of the things he's going to do in his guitar class is turn, he said, I'll turn your bad habits into style. I thought we should do this song because it fits right in. You'll see why. This is a song I wrote based on some remarks that I heard. One, two, three. Well, there's a fine line between a groove and a rut, and I believe right now it's a groove that we got. But if we try too hard, pretty soon it will not be a groove that we got, but a rut. And there's a line dividing bad habit and style, and I know that your style drives me wild. But anything can get old in a while. No more habit, come and show me some style. Keeping love alive is a delicate thing. It takes sweet attention every day. Just like a tomato left too long on the vine, it was sweeter yesterday than it is today. Well, there's a fine line between a groove and a rut, and I believe right now it's a groove that we got. But if we try too hard, pretty soon it will not be a groove that we got, but a rut. If we're lucky, life is a long, long ride. If we do it right, we do it side by side, sharing every laugh and every tear we cried. Don't you ever let them say that we never tried. The park. The Bible kept some secrets, it was never revealed what went on in Eden after dark. It's a fine line between a groove and a rut. I believe this is the groove we got, but if we try too hard, pretty soon it will not be a groove that we got, but a rut. Be a groove that we got, but a rut. Thank you so much.
Susie Burke, you wrote that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How much songwriting have you been doing, an increasing amount of songwriting?
Actually, you know, I'm going to seek out some people here because I have an L.L. Bean bag with me that is full of songs that are almost done.
Oh, my.
Does anybody have this problem? So I write a lot. I don't finish a lot, which is a problem. So if you have the answer, if you have the magic elixir or whatever.
Well, there's a great deal of learning going on around here.
And me too.
And the songwriters are part of that. Kate Campbell said last night that if you're working on finishing a song, it will do you no good unless you have begun the song. And that was wisdom, you know? Really, she can't help you much with a song until you've actually got one started. So that the songwriting energy is very strong in these camps, the WUMB camps, pulling together the traditions often and moving forward in a kind of traditional style. And that was just great what you came up with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I look forward to finishing more.
Well, I think we do too. What you're writing is just lovely. And more questions for you about the music and recording yourself. I talked about that Sarah Bowen recording, but you have a fairly recent one, yes?
Our last duo one came out in 2015.
All right, that's
fairly
recent.
Waiting for the Sun.
Right.
We have a new one that we're celebrating our 30th anniversary with. It'll probably come out next year or so.
Right, okay.
Because that's the way we roll.
Yeah, I understood that there was something in process right now.
Well, yes. we're still, yeah, we're still in pre-production, as they say.
Oh, pre-production, they do say that, yes. Yeah. And you do have to kind of record that material before you can release it. So it
definitely won't be out this year.
As I understand, that's how that works.
We look forward to getting into the studio and putting down some of these
things.
It'll be great. That would be one.
That is our plan.
Oh, yeah, please do. And when we start looking around at the Summer Acoustic Music Week programs from WUMB and appreciate how much music is being integrated, learned, taught, and carried forward, then it makes me want to thank the people who are supporting this program, and that would be Patty Domeniconi, who is the general manager at WUMB radio station, and she's also camp director here. That's a job. And right on the desk, we have John Dorshak, who is engineer extraordinaire and is taking care of the details here, while back at the station, WUMB proper, we'll be thanking Grady Motes and we'll be thanking Rob Landry. It's a lot of people pulling together. And sometimes when we start to plan a week like this of music and companionship, it gets so full of detail that we forget until a moment like this when we're together and hearing the music that it's all worth it. It's all worth it. Whatever effort you're making to write that song and get it finished, to hold that instrument in your hands one more time, having said, I just don't know if I can do this, to keep reaching out. The music helps is becoming an expression. Music helps, and this is a place for a lot of that learning and growing to take place. And I think that we are about ready to finish this, and that you would have some music for us to kind of finish up the show with.
Indeed.
Yes. That would be
send
great.
Send you off to lunch wherever you're dining.
Well, before we get sent off to lunch, let's please give a round of applause, David Surrett, Susie Burke.
Thank you so much.
Oh, a pleasure.
Thank you,
and
you, Lorraine.
A little music for us to
we'll
share
end with
show.
A little mandolin tune I wrote called Pumpkin Top.